以下是徐拉 AC Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 所做的讲座，内容博伽梵歌原意第八章释解21-22，时间1966年11月19日，地点纽约。
Abhaktakshara yuktam samahu paramangati yang papna nivartante tadhyamam paramamam. This verse we have been discussing.Last day.
这个世界我们上一天的讨论。
That abhaktam aksaram. Abhaktam means which is not manifested.
Abhaktam aksaram. Abhaktam 意思是未展示的。
This material world is manifested, but the spiritual world is not manifested before us.
这个物质世界是暂时的，但是灵性世界在我们面前没有暂时。
But although not manifested, that part of this creation is eternal, aksaram.
但尽管是未暂时的，那部分的创造是永恒的 ，aksaram.
Aksaram means which has no annihilation.
Aksaram 意思是没有毁灭。
In the material world.Everything is born, it stays for some time, it develops, it gives some byproducts, then it dwindles and then vanishes.
在物质世界，一切都是产生，停留一段时间，发展，产生副产品，接着萎缩，最后消失。
The six forms of changes of the material form.
物质形体的这六种转换。
Sarvikar, this is called in Sanskrit word Sarvikar. Six kinds of change.
在梵文中叫 Shatvikar, 六种转换。
But the spiritual world, Abhakta, which is not manifested at the present moment before us, that is Aksaram.
但灵性世界 Avyakta, 现在在我们面前没有展示。那是 aksaram.
Aksaram means it is eternal.
Aksaram 指的是它是永恒的。
It does not annihilate.
它不会毁灭。
Now, this spiritual vision at the present moment, because we are covered by the material dress or material senses, therefore.The spiritual world or anything spiritual is not conceivable due to our material sense.
在现在这个时候，由于我们被物质的外衣及物质的感官所覆盖，因此灵性的世界或任何灵性的东西对于我们来说是不可思议的。
But we can feel that there is something spiritual.
但我们能感到有一些灵性的东西。
That is possible.
那是可能的。
Although we are full in ignorance of the spiritual matter, still we can feel.
尽管我们对于灵性的事物处于全然的愚昧中，我们仍能感到。
If you analyze yourself silently,
如果你静静地分析自己
，What I am? I am this finger. I am this body. I am this hair.
我是谁？我是这手指吗？我是这躯体吗？我是这头发吗？
You'll deny, no, I'm not this.
你会否认，不，我不是这。
So beyond this body, what is, that is spiritual.
超越这个躯体的，那是灵性的。
That we can feel.
我们可以感觉到呢。
Similarly, as we cannot find ourselves within this matter, although I'm here, that we can distinguish.distinction between dead body and living body. Something.
尽管我在这里，我无法在物质中找到我自己。我们能够区别死的躯体和活的躯体，少了某样东西。
That something is spirit.
那样东西是灵性的。
That something is spirit.
那样东西是灵性的。
Although we have no eyes to see, but the spirit is there.
尽管我们没有眼睛能去看， 但那有灵性。
That is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita.
那是 Bhagavad Gita 的一开始。
Avinashita tad vidhi jena sarvam idam tatam. That spiritual existence is eternal, whereas this body is not eternal.
那灵性的存在是永恒的，而这个躯体不是永恒的。
Now, here it is said, the abhakta aksaram, that non-manifested spiritual atmosphere, is not manifested.
这里提到 abhaktam aksaram, 那未暂时的灵性的氛围。
But, how it can be manifested?
它是未暂时的，那它怎么能够暂时呢？
We have little feeling of it, but how it can be manifested?
我们很少能感觉到它，那它如果能被暂时呢？
Yes, it can be manifested.
是的，它能被暂时。
That is Krishna consciousness, which you are preaching.
那是我们在传播的 Krishna 知觉。
In the Vedic literature, it is said.
在伟大文献中说到。
That atasi Krishna namadi.Na bhavet grahyam indriya. Indriya means the senses.
Indriya is the 感官.
We perceive, or we get knowledge through the instruments of different senses.
我们通过不同感官的工具来观察获得知识.
Eyes, ear, smelling, tongue, touch, these are our five senses for gathering knowledge.
眼睛、耳朵、嗅觉、舌头、触觉，这是我们获得知识的五种感官。
And there are five senses for working.
还有五种工作的感官。
So we have got 10 senses.
我们有十种感官。
And the 10 senses are being conducted by the mind.
这十种感官是由心意所引导的。
Atha Sri Krishna Namadi Namhavet Rayam Indriyai.Now, because Krishna is complete spirit, and he is absolute, therefore his name is also spirit.
因为 Krishna 是完全灵性的，他又是绝对的，因此他的名字也是灵性的。
His name, his form, his quality, his opulence, his paraphernalia, everything is spiritual.
他的名字，他的形体。他的品质，他的富裕，他的随身用品，一切都是灵性的。
But at the present moment, due to our material bondage or condition, we cannot understand what is spiritual.
但在现在这个时候，由于我们的物质束缚局限，我们无法理解什么是灵性的。
But this ignorance.Can be moved by this process, chanting Hare Krishna.
但是唱诵 Hare Krishna 这个方法可以清除这种愚昧。
How it is?
怎么样的呢？
I'll give you example.
我给你们一个例子。
Just like a man is sleeping.
就好比一个人在睡觉。
A man is sleeping. How you can awake him?
一个人在睡觉，你怎么唤醒他呢？
By vibration of sound.
通过声音的震荡。
Mr. Sasan Sas, just get up, the time is up.
某某某先生，起来起来，该起来了。
Although he is now practically unconscious, he cannot see, he cannot, still, that hearing process is so prominent that a sleeping man can be awake by vibration of sound.
尽管他几乎是没有知觉的，他无法看，但听觉是这么显著，一个睡觉的人也能够被声音的震荡所唤醒。
Similarly, the spirit soul, although it is now overpowered by this material bondage or material condition, that spiritual consciousness can be revived by this transcendental vibration.
类似的，灵魂尽管现在被物质的束缚、物质的局限所压倒，通过这超人的声音震荡，能唤醒了超人的知觉。
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And for practical example, we are experiencing, and some of you,
作为实际的例子，我们也在体验，你们中有些人。
Now this is Sanskrit word. Some of you do not know what is the meaning of this Hare Krishna.
这是梵文词，你们中有些人不知道什么是 Hare Krishna 的意思。
This meaning of Hare Krishna is,
Hare Krishna 的意思是
it is just addressing the Supreme Lord and His energy.
它是称呼至尊主和他的能量。
Hara, Hara is the energy, and Krishna is the Supreme Lord.
Hara 是能量。Krishna 是至尊主。
So we are addressing Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, oh the energy of the Lord, oh the Lord, please accept me. That's all.
因此我们在称呼 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 哦主的能量，哦主啊，请接受我。
Please accept.
请接受我。
We have no other prayer. Please accept me, Lord.
我们没有其他的祷文。请接受我。
Chaitanya thought that we should simply cry and we shall simply pray for accepting us.
所以其他人教导我们，只是要叫喊，只是要祈祷能接受我们，仅此而已。
So this vibration is simply a cry for addressing the Supreme Lord.Requesting him, please accept, please accept.
这声音震荡只是叫喊，称呼至尊主，请求他，请接受我，请接受我。
哎，南那他那呀，菩提当金刚马，比什么也不是，不帮不着。Kripaya tava pada pankaja sthita dhuli sadisang vichinta. This prayer was offered by Lord Chaitanya.
这个祷文是主其他那提供的。
He is praying, Oh, my dear Krishna, the son of Nanda.
他祈祷说，我亲爱的 Krishna, 南达的儿子。
Krishna appeared as a fostered son of Nanda Maharaj. And Krishna is very delighted when he is connected with some of his devotees' name.
Krishna 显现为南达 Maharaj 的儿子。当他被和他的某奉献者的名字连在一起的时候 Krishna 非常高兴
So Lord Chaitanya addresses him Oh the son of Nanda Somehow or other I am now fallen in this ocean of Nisan Ignorance
主 Chaitanya 称呼他南达的儿子啊不知怎的我现在堕入了这愚昧无知的海洋
Please pick me upAnd fix me as one of the atoms of your lotus feet.
请捡起我，把我放在您的莲花足上，作为一颗原子。
That's all. Just like a man fallen in the ocean, the only survival is if somebody goes and picks him just 1 inch above the water, he feels immediately relieved.
就好比一个人堕落了海洋中，唯一的救法是，如果有人去那里。把他提出水面一英尺，他立即便感到缓解了。
Immediately.
立即的。
So, as soon as we are fixed up in Krishna consciousness, the immediate relief.
一旦我们固定于 Krishna 世界，这是立即的缓解解脱。
Immediate. There is no question about it. It is such a nice thing.
这点毫无疑问，这是这么好的。
So although we cannot perceive the transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord, His name, His fame, simply by speculating that what is the name of God, we cannot understand what is the name of God.
经过我们无法察觉至尊主他的名字他的名誉的超然本性仅仅通过臆测 神的名字是什么一个人不可能理解什么是神的名字
Simply by speculating what is the form of God, it is not possible.
仅仅通过臆测神的形体是什么，这是不可能理解的。
To understand. But as soon as you become situated in Krishna consciousness,
但一旦你处于 Krishna 世界，
这Sevan Mukhi Jivado Swami Vaspuratada。If you engage yourself in this Krishna consciousness business, then gradually God will reveal Himself before you。
如果你从事自己与 Krishna 世界，那么逐渐的，神会在你面前揭示他自己。
Oh, you cannot see God by your own endeavor。
你不能通过你自己的努力见到神。
But if you qualify yourself, God will reveal Himself and you will see。
但如果你具备了资格，神会揭示他自己，你能够看见他。
This is the process。
这是方法。
You cannot order, oh God, please come before me and dance before me。
你不能命令神啊，请到我面前，在我面前跳舞。
No. He cannot be order supplier。
不，他并不是执行命令者。
But you have to do in such a way that he will be pleased to reveal himself before you and you will see him fully.
你必须要这样的去做，使他能够很高兴的在你面前揭示他自己，那样你能够完全的看见他。
So, here it is said, a bhakta aksara, this is transcendental, there is.
这里说 a bhakta aksara,有超然的时候。
Because it is spoken in the Bhagavad Gita, and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is speaking Himself, there is no cause of doubting.
因为这是在 Bhagavad Gita 中说的，是由自尊人格神自己说的，没有怀疑的理由。
There is no cause of doubt.
没有理由去怀疑。
The only thing is how to feel it, how to understand it.
唯一的事情是如何去感觉它。如何去理解它
？That understanding will gradually be developed, and it will the truth will be revealed to you if you go on with this chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. This is simple process.
这种理解会逐渐的发展，而真理会被揭示给你。如果你持续唱诵 Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna。这是简单的方法。
Very simple process.
非常简单的方法。
Even children can take part in it.
即便孩子们也可以参与。
Even a child of 6 months took part in it.
即便是6个月的孩子也参与。
But as in the last meeting you have seen, there was a small child sitting on the lap of his father, and he was also joining.
可能在上次聚会中你看见了。有一个小孩子坐在他父亲的膝盖上，他也在拍手掌参加。
It's automatic.
因为这是自动的。
A dog will dance, a cat will dance, a child will dance.
狗会跳舞，猫会跳舞，一个孩子也会跳舞。
There is no necessity of preliminary qualification for understanding, because it is from the spiritual platform.
没有理解的预备资格。因为这是从灵性的层面来的。
It is from the spiritual platform.
这是来自于灵性的层面。
So this simple process will reveal before you what is spiritual kingdom, what is God, what you are, what is this material world, why you are conditioned, what is the remedy.
这简单的方法会揭示给你什么是灵性的国度，什么是神，你是谁。这物质世界是什么？你为什么被局限？解决方法是什么
？Everything will be.
一切都会。
Chita dharpana marjanam bhava mahadavagni nisbhasanam. Gradually, step by step, by step by step.
逐渐的，一步一步，一步的。
So, abhaktya aksharam ittuttam. It is in the Vedic literature. It is said that.That spiritual world and the spirit, everything is non-manifested, but still that is eternal.
在伟大文献中说到了灵性世界，那一切都是未展示的，但仍旧那是永恒的。
We have to see through the books of knowledge.
我们必须得通过知识的书本来看。
We have to believe.
我们必须要相信。
And it will be repeat. If you follow, just like you purchase a ticket for going to India.
而如果你追随的话，它能够被揭示给你，就好比你买张机票去印度。
India airline or Pan American airline you purchase.
某个印度航空公司或者泛美航空公司，你买张机票。
But why do you purchase?
你为什么要买票呢？
You can disbelieve. So what is the evidence that I shall go to India by purchasing the ticket?
你可以不相信，好，我买这张机票便能去印度，证据是什么呢？
But it's still with faith because people are going there, the company is running. Under certain circumstances, it creates some faith. Yes, it will take.
但是，由于人们去那里。公司也在运转，在某一定的条件下，你产生了一些 faith， 信念、信任或信仰，你会想，是的，他能把我带到那里。
And actually, when you purchase ticket and sit down on the plane, next morning you get down.
确实，如果你买了机票，上了飞机，你第二天早上你便能下到印度。
So you have to be, but for the faith, why you are?Accepting that faith because it is a company which is authorized, which is recognized, therefore you are creating faith.
但是你为什么会接受那信任呢？因为那是一家有权威的公司，受承认的，因此你有信任。
Faith you must have.
你一定得信任。
Without faith, you cannot go a step forward in your ordinary life.
没有信任信仰，在日常生活中你也是寸步难行。
You must have faith, but faith, what faith? The belief and faith should be in the authorized place.
但是信任信仰应该在授权的地方。
That is the process.
那是方法。
Faith we must have. Without faith we cannot make progress. But not blind faith, but to accept something.Which is recognized.
我们一定得有信念，没有信念我们不能取得任何进步，但并不是盲目的信念，而是要接受受承认的东西。
So, here Bhagavad Gita is recognized.
这 Bhagavad Gita 是受承认的。
Bhagavad Gita is recognized so far India is concerned, 7%.
菩提梵歌是被承认的，至少在印度是100%的。
Either they may be theists or atheists.That doesn't matter.
无论是有神论者还是无神论者，都是。
Bhagavad Gita is accepted by all classes of men in India.
菩提梵歌被印度所有阶层的人所接受。
And so far outside India is concerned, all scholars, all religionists, all philosophers, they have accepted this Bhagavad Gita as authority.
在印度之外，所有的学者、所有的宗教家、所有的哲学家。他们也接受菩提梵歌为权威。
So there is no doubt about Bhagavad Gita as being authority.
因此，菩提梵歌的权威性毫无疑问。
Even Professor Einstein, he was reading regularly this Bhagavad Gita. Such a great scientist.
即便是爱因斯坦教授这样一个伟大的科学家，他也有规律的阅读菩提梵歌。
So there are many evidences.
还有其他许多证据。
So you believe this that there is.A spiritual atmosphere, and that is the kingdom of God.
因此你要相信这有灵性的氛围，那里是神的国度。
And here it is stated that yang prapuna nivartante. If you somehow or other you can reach that spiritual atmosphere.
这里说到 yang prapuna nivartante， 如果你以某种方法到达了那灵性的氛围。
Then the result is, na nivartante, you will have no more to take this material body, na nivartante.
结果会是 na nivartante, 你不用再接受这物质的躯体。
Tad dhamma paramam mama, so you will become quietly and happily situated in your eternal life.
你能够平静的。快乐地处于你永恒的生命中。
Don't you think?
你不想吗？
Now suppose, if you are placed in some country where you can understand that in this country I will have no more death, no more miseries, no more old age, no more disease, will you not be happy?
假设说你能到某一个国家，在那里你知道在这个国家里我不再有死亡，不再有苦难，不再有老年，不再有疾病，你会不快乐吗？
Suppose you are transferred to a country where these things are available.
假设说你能够转到那样一个这样的国家。
Yes, I must be happy.
是的，我在那里一定会快乐。
If I can get some place where when I will have not to die again, or not to become old, and not to have any diseases, certainly I shall accept it. That is.
假设说我能得到某个地方，在那里我不用再死，不会变老，不会有任何疾病，那我一定要接受那里。
It's my desire, heart's desire.
那是我的欲望，心底的欲望。
I want that.
我想要。
Why you want that? Because.
为什么你想要呢？
Because you have got the right to have that prerogative.
因为你有得到那种特权的权利，
You have got the right.
你有这种权利。
Therefore you want.
因此你想要。
You are eternal, you are blissful, you are full of knowledge.
你是永恒的，你是极乐的，你是充满知识的。
Simply you are covered by this material entanglement.
你只是被物质的纠缠所覆盖着。
Therefore you have forgotten you.
因此你忘了你自己。
Here is the chance.
这里是个机会。
Here is the chance to take advantage and revive my original status of life. Original status of life. Yes.
这里是个机会，可以利用，恢复我生命的原本状况。
It is clearly said, jang prapana nivartante.
这里清楚地说了 jang prapana nivartante.
If you somehow or other can approach that spiritual atmosphere, then you haven't got to return again in this land of miseries or the atmosphere.
如果你能够以这样那样的方式到达那灵性的氛围，那你不用再回到这苦难的土地。
We have already discussed that we are trying to become happy by transferring ourselves to the moon planet.
我们已经讨论过了，我们试图通过把自己转移到月球上变得快乐。
Now the present movement is going there.
现在在进行这样的活动。
We are thinking that if we can transfer ourselves to the moon planet, we shall be happy.
我们想，如果能把自己转移到月球上，我们会快乐。
It is useless.
这是毫无用处的。
The Bhagavad Gita has already informed you that even if you go to the highest planet, Abrahma Bhuvana Lokan Punaravartinacha.
不加凡哥已经告诉了你，即便你到了最高的星球。
Even if you go by somewhere other, you cannot go.
即便你通过某种方式去那里，你去不了。
That is a dream only.
那只是个梦想。
But still, if you go by your spirit name or by aeronautic means, but still, the four principles of material misery, namely birth, death, old age, and disease, you cannot avoid.
但是，即便你能通过宇宙飞船、航天器。到达那里，你还是无法避免四种物质苦难的原则，即生、死、病、老。
So it is not our business to have our place anywhere in this within this material world.
因此，我们的任务不是得到这个物质世界的任何一块地方。
Either this country or that country or this planet or that planet, you'll never be happy.
无论是这个国家、那个国家、这个星宿、那个星宿，你永远不会快乐。
Here is the information.
这里是信息。
Abhaktam aksharam ityuktam samahu paramangati. If you can reach that highest perfectional stage of life, then only you will no longer be required to come back again to this nonsense material world.
如果你能到达那生命的最高完美阶段，那时候你才不用再需要回到这无谓的物质世界。
This is the information you get.
这是你所得到的信息。
And where you shall do, what you shall do there?
那么你在那里该干什么呢？
Some philosophers think that a spiritual atmosphere must be impersonal, void.
有些哲学家想，那灵性的氛围一定是非人格的，空的，虚无的。
There are some philosophers that think like that.
有些哲学家是那么想的。
There is, we accept the spiritual atmosphere. The impersonalist Shankarites, even the Buddhists, they also, somewhere or other, they accept that there is the voidness.
非人格主义者，甚至佛教徒，他们这样那样的接受，有着空、虚无。
But Bhagavad Gita does not disappoint you in that way.
但不加凡歌不像那样的使你失望。
That voidness philosophy has created atheism.
虚无主义的哲学产生了无神论。
Because just try to understand clearly. I am spiritual being. I want enjoyment.
试着去清楚地理解，我是灵性的生物，我想要享受。
That is my life. I want enjoyment.
那是我的生命，我想要享受。
But as soon as my future is void, I must be inclined to enjoy this material life.
但一旦我的未来是虚无的，我一定会倾向于享受的物质生活。
Therefore, they simply discuss this voidness impersonalism, but they enjoy as much as possible this material life.
因此，他们只是讨论着虚无主义、非人格主义，但他们尽可能地享受物质生活。
Simply armchair philosophical discussion.
仅仅是俯首以中的哲学讨论。
But as soon as we see their behavior, they're too much attached to material enjoyment.
但一旦我们看他们的行为，他们过于依附物质的享受。
So that is simply, you can enjoy some speculation. That's all.
那样你只是在享受一些臆测罢了。
But there is no benefit.
但那没有利，没有益处。
But really, if one has any spiritual sense, he'll at once cease from all this nonsense enjoyment.
但如果一个人真的有一些灵性的直觉，他会立即停止这些无谓的享受。
That is the symptom of any idea of spirituality.
那是任何灵性思想的迹象。
Bhakti parasanubhava virakti-annatrasya. The test is, if you have developed your Krishna consciousness, if you have developed your devotional spirit, spiritual realization, the result will be that you will be at once detached from this all kinds of material enjoyment.
检验是，如果你培养了你的 Krishna 知觉，如果你培养了你奉献的精神、灵性的觉悟，结果是你会立即弃绝这各种各样的物质享受。
How it is? The example is given that just like a hungry man, if he is given nice foodstuff, and as soon as he eats and feels satisfaction, he says, "No, I don't want anymore. I am satisfied."
就好比一个饥饿的人，如果他得到好的食物，一旦他吃饱了，感到满足，他会说，我不想要更多了，我已经满足了。
Shamin kita thusri varang na jace. This is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. In fine.
在不加梵歌中也说到。
Brahma bhuta prasanna atmana sojati nakankati. Samas sarveshu bhuteshu madbhakti lavati para. One who is spiritually realized, his symptom will be full satisfaction.
一个灵性上觉悟的人，他的迹象是全然的满足。
He'll no longer be hankering after this nonsense material enjoyment.
他不再渴求这无谓的物质享受。
That is spiritual realization.
那是灵性的觉悟。
Param drishtyani vartate. Raso vajja, raso pisa. Raso pisa. No, just like It is very clearly stated in the Bhagavad Gita, just like a diseased man. He is forbidden by the doctor. Oh, you don't eat, you don't have sex life, you don't, so many don't.
这是在《佛家梵高》中很清楚的陈述的，就好比一个生病的人，他被医生禁止，不，你不能吃，你不能过性生活，你不能这，不能那，这么多不能。
But he is forced to accept that don't. But inside he feels, oh, if I get, I will be happy.
他只是被迫接受这些不能，但在内心里他感到啊，如果能得到这些，我会快乐的。
Inside is want.
在内心里他想要
but a spiritualist inner side is strong
但一个灵性主义者在内心也是强壮的
he's not important but he don't like sex and drugs
他不是阳痿的但他不想要性交
doesn't like
他不想要
he hates
他讨厌
that is spiritual life
那是灵性的生活
inner side is strong enough
内心是足够坚强的。
He can marry thrice, but he has got a detachment.
他可以结婚三次，但是他有气绝的精神。
That is spiritual.
那是灵性生活。
Param Dhishtani Vartta. Just like if you get something superior, naturally you give up all inferior things.
就好比，如果你得到一些高等的东西，你自然会放弃低等的东西。
So, we want enjoyment, but this atheism or this voidness, this impersonalism, they have created such an atmosphere that we are simply speculating, but we are addicted to this material enjoyment.
我们想要享受，但这种无神论、虚无主义、非人格主义，他们创造了这样一种气氛。我们只是在臆测，但是我们非常沉迷于物质的享受。
That is not the process.
那不是方法。
Here it is said, purusasya para prartha bhaktyasthan bhaktya labhasthan anvaya. If you accept the principle of Krishna consciousness, the devotional path, and if you worship that supreme personality of Godhead, then you can have the spiritual realization.
如果你接受这 Krishna 自律的原则，奉献服务的道路。如果你崇拜自尊人格神，那么你会得到灵性的觉悟。
And you prepare yourself, and you become detached from this material enjoyment.
你准备好自己，你会变得弃绝的物质享受。
Your life becomes sublime.
你的生命变得崇高。
That is the process of Krishna consciousness.
那是 Krishna 自觉的过程。
Purusha, here it is clearly said, Purusha, Purusha, the supreme personality of God.
这里清楚地说了 ，Purusha。自尊人格神
Purusha sa para para means supreme
para 意思是自尊的
partha oh my dear Arjuna that in that spiritual atmosphere there is the supreme personality he's a person just like you and me
我亲爱的 Arjuna 在那灵性氛围中有自尊人格神他是一个就像你我一样的人
just you are talking face to face When you reach there, you'll talk face to face with God.
就像我们这里面对面的谈话，当你到了那里，你可以面对面的和神谈话。
We'll play, we'll eat everything.
你能够玩耍，能够进食一切。
Purusasya para prartha. How can I attain that state?
我怎么能到达那一阶段呢
？Bhaktya, not by speculating. But bhakti, you have to submit. You have to render.Transcendental loving service.
Bhakti, 不是通过臆测，而是通过 Bhakti. 你必须要顺从，你必须要进行超然爱心服务。
That is the way.
那是方法。
Bhakti, sananaya. Sananaya means without any adulteration.
Tvananyanya 意思是不带任何掺杂。
Adulteration. What is that adulteration?
掺杂指的是什么呢？
那 I love God.For some material benefit, that is adulteration.
现在我爱神是为了一些物质的想利益，那是掺杂。
I love God to become with one with Him, that is adulteration.
我爱神是为了变得和他成为一体， 那是参照。
This subadulteration devotional service will not help you.
奉献服务中的这些参照帮不了你。
Unadulterated, sananaya, ananaya, jashantasthani, sarvani, bhutani, jina sarvavidam tatam. And that supreme personality, although he is just like a person like you and me, still he is so widespread.That everything is within him, and everything in him is outside and inside.
要不带掺杂的，而那自尊人格神，尽管他是一个像你我一样的人，但他是这么的散布，以至于一切都在他之内，他在外又在内。
That is the conception of God.
那是神的概念。
God is everywhere, but still.He has got his kingdom abroad.
神到处都在，但他仍有他的国度居所。
He has got his association, everything.
他有他的联谊，一切。
Just like the sun sign is all over the universe, but it has got its own planet, its own residence, localized everything.
就好比太阳，阳光是遍布整个宇宙，但他有他自己的星宿，他的居所，一切。
So that is the conception of God.
那是神的概念。
And that God, or Krishna, is in that spiritual atmosphere.
而神 Krishna 是在那灵性的氛围中。
If we approach, then our life will be successful, our aims will be fulfilled, and we'll be happy, and we'll be prosperous eternally, not for temporary, but eternally.
如果我们到达那里。那我们的生命便成功了，我们的目标实现了，我们会快乐，我们会永远的兴旺，并不是短暂的，而是永远的。
Thank you very much.
谢谢大家。